it on purpose because he's not the type of guy that wants people to know how awesome he is, but he really is. He did this for his kids 4 years ago, just starting this out. And what you have done, Jeremy, and I know you'll never admit it, but you're promoting our profession in a way that nobody else is doing right now. And I'm telling you, it's these kind of things that make an impact down the road. People become more aware. They realize what athletic training is all about. It adds value to our profession. And if you're familiar with any of my Twitter, what do we call them, debates with some people that follow us on Twitter, you know, there's a lot of discussion about our value and how we're seen throughout different professions. And there's a lot of issues that we still need to tackle. But the only thing anybody ever can say is promote the profession. And I'm looking at a man right now. Jeremy Jackson, you promote the profession, and I do appreciate that. Just as a peer and as a friend, I appreciate what you're doing today. And thanks for letting me come in, take over the mic, and talk a little bit. You know, I like talking. So
sure thing.
You know, we're here. I came in right now because I went to watch Kale Casper talk about IT for Dummies. My beautiful wife, Sammy, said about halfway into his presentation, he hasn't said anything about the IT band. I said, babe, he's talking about the your social media technology, so on and so forth. And, you know, poor thing, we were up late last night getting things ready to do our part with Frio Hydration. So she's tired, but she's here, and I'm just picking on her a little bit. But Kale brought something that is very near and dear to my heart. As athletic trainers, it's 2015, and I'm a 29-year-old guy today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Selfless plug there. I'm much more in tune than many of the well-seasoned veterans that are out there. I'm much more in tune with what our students are learning from. They're learning from Twitter and Facebook and so on and all these things. And when we say Twitter and Facebook, y'all need to understand you're behind. Now it's Snapchat. Now it's there's so many other things that I can't even personally keep up with. And my wife is a social media guru. She gets it. She knows it. I see a lot of those things. And that, to me, what I've learned about our students is we get up there and we teach our classes. And we're usually 30, 45-minute speeches. Our kids live 6 seconds at a time. They read 6 second information, boom, it's there, and they're ready to go to the next thing. And one thing I learned this year just teaching my sports medicine classes is my PowerPoints, I generally set them up 6 seconds at a time. And that was something that Kale was talking about, what the PowerPoint do's and don'ts. One of the things he talked about was get off the old, just standard PowerPoint designs that they have and the fonts that they have. Change it up. There's new things out there like Prezi. My wife uses Prezi a lot. Prezi is a website you can sign up. You can have your kids submit things to you on Prezi. And it's like PowerPoint, but way cooler. So we got to understand that. In order to reach these kids and teach these kids at this next level, obviously, first and foremost, he spoke about the PowerPoint. Be engaging and 6 seconds at a time. Don't be a person that just reads from the PowerPoint. Engage. Use the PowerPoint as a tool to keep you on task. And, I mean, that really spoke to me because I'm huge on that. And lots of graphics and images and things like that. Keep kids in tune with what you're doing. The next thing that Kale had talked about over there, Kale was talking about the big one, social media, right? Some people fear it, yes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Some people are just deathly afraid. Some people hear the horror stories. Somebody found out where somebody lived and somebody got murdered. I mean, just crazy stuff. Or somebody lost a job because they posted a picture, you know, them at the beach with their family and they may have had an alcoholic drink, whatever. Who knows? And I would say those are extremes. As a person who is active on social media, as a business owner who uses social media to promote, as a guy that works with the sports medicine broadcast, and I try to promote you as much as I can. I mean, I send a tweet out. There's a lot of use to it, but you got to police yourself, obviously. For instance, we have, you know, the rule, Klein ISD is very big on you can't be friends, they can't see anything, you have to keep things on private. But like I tell my students, your graduation present is you're then able to be friends with me on Facebook. That's fine. Because, to be honest, I'm not going to keep in touch every day with their life, but hey, I'd like to see when they do some things, and
yeah.
I like to keep up with them. I don't have a problem with that. Even then, though, you got to think they're still tied very closely to your current students. monitor what you put on there. Nothing should be on there that you wouldn't want in the newspaper one day.
Right.
That's a rule that I try to keep to. But at the same time, I want people to see who I am, and I'm not going to lie to you.
So quick, Klein ISD, if you're not supposed to be friends, what about Twitter? Because do you have to keep your account locked so that they can't see what you're doing?
So that really is actually how that works, is you keep it private. You have to approve who can follow you, who can't. At the same time, it's a useful tool. I see our coaches using it to promote their teams, to get information to parents. And even when I first started at Klein ISD, before I really got the gist of they do not like that, I had mine open, and I would put, you know, maybe a sports medicine article or maybe something along those lines that – so – but now, and having a business and so on and so forth, it kind of – makes things a little bit different because I have my business accounts and so on and so forth. And if kids want to support that, to me, it's strictly business that they're available to do that. That's outside of work. That's not – those are open because they have to be. I have to do it that way. And just like you with the sports medicine broadcast, if that was the rule, where does that fall within your district?
Right.
My accounts are controlled by both me and somebody else, whether it be my wife or a business partner. So everything that I do is filtered, and I have somebody that would go to bat for me if, you know, somebody ever said something. Or we just make sure that everything's posted on there just to promote the right things and not the wrong things. And I've seen people that their accounts get hacked and some pretty crazy stuff gets popped up there, and people have become accustomed to seeing that. If something like that happens, they're usually like, hey, you posted some weird stuff, you might want to check your account, you've been hacked, whatever the case is. I believe in it. I don't know about you. I mean, obviously, yeah, you believe in it. You use it, and you promote what you're doing here.
Yeah, I think it was just a couple weeks ago I sent out a tweet that says, I love Twitter because as an athletic trainer, I work here in Houston. My almost entire athletic training world is in here in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what's going on outside of the world in athletic
Absolutely.
Training in Houston, or even in the world of medicine without constantly watching the news. But I'm not going to watch 6 hours of news to catch 10 seconds of medicine.
Correct.
So with Twitter, I can connect and follow athletic trainers or sports medicine professionals. I love Twitter. Some people like blogs. I like Twitter because I can real quick catch something, and then if I want to know more, I just comment or reply or click on it or you know, follow that conversation or join the AT Talk chats on Monday nights or, you know, whatever, and you just see all these different perspectives. So I love Twitter. My Facebook is set up as PHS Sports Med, so it's actually designed so that I can connect with the kids so that when there's physicals, I can invite them to physicals or that kind of thing. And I don't use it personally. I don't use it for personal, like to connect with my old high school friends and that kind of thing. And so I don't know what the rule is.
But then again, so we'll claim ignorance. That's fine. I have no problem with that. Of course, I'm not the judge and the jury in this situation. But what I feel you hit right the nail on the head. What it needs to be said is it's a tool. It's useful. And if done right, these kids respond to that. And even younger professionals respond to that. A lot of in GHAT's great organization. I'm also a part of the Greater Houston Football Coaches Association. And we've had some social functions between just those two things. And I kind of get the gist from people that have been around for a while that, you know, people used to come out in droves to these social events. And now what are we missing? And this hits me in the car on the way home from the GHAT's golf tournament the other day. You know, because everything, we do things the way they've always been done, not realizing that this younger crowd that you're trying to get to is on a whole nother level. They're getting their information in ways that you're okay. So you send an email. If you're like me, you get 75 to 100 emails a day from just random things. You know, Academy wants me to go buy a new kayak or whatever, you know, whatever the case is. I get a million things. That's not how I'm communicating. I'm scrolling 6 seconds at a time, and if you catch me, oh, okay, boom, I'm on it. There's lots of ways to get out there and promote these things, especially our profession, and that's really what we're coming back to here is talking about IT for dummies and those of you that may be either afraid or not knowing exactly what's going on with IT. If I could, he had a 10 commandments of do's and don'ts for PowerPoint. The biggest thing is make it something that you would want to watch. Make it something and that you're interested in. And for the social media, basically keep it in the middle of the road. Don't be afraid of it. Never use it. Don't be overusing it and exposing too much of your personal life. bring it back to the middle and let's find a happy place. And depending on your particular area and your policies and so on and so forth, figure out how to best utilize it. The one way, you know, and it's a problem as far as communicating with students and how you can do that electronically, so on and so forth. The one thing that I really like, and this shameless plug, you know, if we get some love from Remind 101, that'd be awesome. Now it's just simply Remind, but I don't know if you, have you ever used Remind?
Yeah, I made the Remind account for GHATS,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm the one that kind of controls that for GHATS, and then I actually don't even use it with my students. I made it so that I could use it with my students, but I just text them my own number. Like, I just text them out of my own number because they need to text me back, and you know, I don't, the school owns my phones, so it's not really my phone. It's the school's phone, so I'm like, what do I care?
This makes a lot of sense. Our school did own our phones, and now they don't. They kind of kicked us off and had our own deal. And part of our deal was with the phone issue was that those are considered public record. And so if they ever wanted your phone information, it's considered public record because it's paid for by a public entity. I'm sorry, but if I text my personal feelings to my wife about a situation that happened at school, I don't want that to be held against me later on if somebody was to, you know, claim, not that maybe I said anything bad, but maybe that I was just, there was a bad moment that day and I told her I was upset about it. How could that be construed if my things got, you know, pulled public information? The Remind app, though, is phenomenal for us. Kids sign up, the system sends out the information. The kids, if they need to then get to us, they do have our numbers. One thing I personally do, this is an inside tip, and this is weird, but it works. I tell the kids, if you text me, you have to put your name at the bottom of the text because I do not save any of your numbers. Well, what if you need to get a hold of us? I'll find a way, okay? But if you text your name with your number to me, whatever you send me, like today my kids were sending me happy birthday texts, and at the bottom they're putting their names because they know I don't save students' numbers. If something was to ever happen and me to be accused, my students would understand that they would have no grounds to ever claim against me because I don't even save their numbers. I let it go. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
We don't have water at baseball. All right, whatever. Go find some water. Rachel or whoever may text me, go find some water. I keep it very general. So that's, I loved Kale's talk because, like I said, the IT deal is big for me. Of course, that's why I ran in here and I was like, dude, let's get it back on the mic. That's something we've all got to be aware of. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it and continue to learn because we can't stop technology. And if you're on something today, tomorrow it may not be the new thing.
You know, it's funny you were encouraging people to use technology is if they're listening to this and they're on the computer streaming live on YouTube or they're listening at some point later on a podcast, which they downloaded on their smartphone probably. So it's kind of one of those, are we preaching to the choir type deal?
Correct. And we very well could be. But at the same time, is this knowledge and are these tips that you receive that you pass on to somebody? Hey, somebody had a great idea. Let's use Remind. Somebody had a great idea. Let's use Prezi instead of PowerPoint. Let's try to jazz this thing up. Let's expand our horizons. Let's do something different. And if you're listening, just like us, we want to promote things that we believe in. I promote Sports Medicine Broadcast because I believe in it. And I believe in what you're doing here. And the technology part of this, once again, I don't know of anybody else doing this. So you're on it, man. This is awesome, and you do it out of the kindness of your heart and for the kids, and that's why we all got into this, right?
Yep.
We love our athletes. We want to take care of them. So I appreciate that, Jeremy, and everything you're doing for us. I don't mean to get emotional again. I'm going to start crying. The deal.
It's your birthday. You're getting old, man. You're almost 30.
Oh, come on. Yeah, 29. This is it, baby. You know.
It's no different.
No, it really is.
33, you know, no big deal.
No big deal. And happy Father's Day to you, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You have a good one?
Yep.
Okay. As long as you're not like my friend who went and bought a Yeti cooler, I was pretty upset with him. Nothing against them, but.
Come on, man. You got no better.
You know what the funny part was? He told his wife to take it back, and he called me and said, I want her to get the cooler from you. And I was like, dude, what? Yeah, okay, we'll hook you up.